Good morning. I'm Peter Inch along with Steve Gilbert. We are the co-hosts of the Inch by Inch, the Home Comfort Show, presented by Peter Inch and Associates Heating and Air Conditioning. We thank you for listening today and hope you'll be able to listen every Saturday morning from 9 to 10 as we provide you, our listeners, with some information about your heating, air conditioning, and maybe a little bit about curling. But most important, we'd love to answer your questions, so please send them in to inchbyinch@peterinch.ca, and we'll answer them on the next Saturday show. How's Mr. Gilbert?
I'm good, thank you.
We are today, when the show ends, Pet Fest opens.
Yes.
And we will be out at the Dorchester Fairgrounds at 4939 Hamilton Road, Dorchester, Ontario, where they have created an event that celebrates pets and their people who love them.
Can hardly wait.
It's going to be just a riot when we have fun out there. Dogs, cats, what do they say? Cats and dogs going crazy or whatever that
saying. Raining cats and dogs, yeah.
But it'll be a lot of fun. We're going to be out there with the street curling and be teaching people how what great curling's all about. And we have in March the Brier coming to London.
Right.
And they have the Ontario Tankard.
Oh, that's right, yes.
Coming to Dorchester into their arena out there.
That's right.
Presented or put on by the Ingersoll Curling Club.
That's right.
So, yeah. You know, we look forward to that. There's going to be great curling everywhere.
Yes.
Even at Pet Fest, there's going to be great curling.
Oh, okay. Are you challenging the dogs to a game?
They'll win. But, yeah, I'll challenge anybody. Anybody want to challenge me? You know, come up and say, heard you on the radio, want to give you a challenge. Okay. Come out and play it. Because I went last Saturday, I went golfing at Sandhills.
Yes.
Up in Port Franks.
Yes.
With Kim and Wayne Tuck.
Right.
Who are the mixed doubles team that we've sponsored for
a few years now, yes.
Yeah, a lot of years.
Yeah.
And as we pulled up, there was a starter there, and he says, I didn't think you'd be here. I just looked at him and thought, you know something I don't know? And he says, well, I thought you'd be on the radio. And I went, we pre-tape because we still can't go in the studio because of COVID, but we pre-tape it. But he was looking on the starter sheet and thought, 9 o'clock. And
how the heck is Peter Inch going to get here at 9 o'clock when he's supposed to be doing the radio?
So, hello to the starter.
Did you get his name?
I didn't get his name. I was more focused on hitting my drive straight because it hadn't been going straight for the last couple of games.
Oh, is that right?
You should know that as you won a Starbucks off me, you remember?
That's yes, just one, yeah.
But we had a good time.
Could have won two, but yeah.
Yeah, but it was a lot of fun up there.
Good.
Great shape the course was in.
Beautiful and, weather. It was a great day.
Yeah, there was lots of people up there. They even had a tournament going on after we were done. So
wow, back to back.
Yep, lots of fun. And this week, you know, like we're at Big Brothers Big Sisters tournament at the St. Thomas Golf and Country Club in Union.
That's right.
We took Luke and Brandon from here, and Jim Westover made our fourth.
Yeah, I didn't get to play. I was away.
Yeah. Oh, that was too bad.
I know. It was very
you played last time we were there.
Very unfortunate. Yes. Yes, I did.
Yeah. So it was
actually
a lot
defending
of fun.
Champion, actually.
Yeah, and
he decided not to send me.
Yeah, that's true. And the week before, we were at the, we were at a memorial tournament that we played in, and at the Oaks, and had a great
Jim
time.
Allen, is that Jim Allen Memorial?
Yeah. Yes. So it was a lot of fun there, and that was for kids' sport.
So we don't really install furnaces and air conditioners. We're professional golfers.
In August, that's correct. Yeah, that's when the only time we book these things because it gets a little slower in August. But I walked out on Saturday and went, oh, kind of a little chilly. Looked at the thermometer on the fence, 10 degrees,
right? Yeah, he thought, yes.
Well, you know, I thought, do I put on my long pants? Do I put on my shorts?
Did you put your furnace on? Oh, no, your air conditioner was still running,
Yeah, it hadn't got down to the temperature for it yet. But it was cold for a few holes up there, and then the sun broke through the clouds, and that warmed it up pretty quick.
Nice.
But so, like our ads say, Mother Nature's throwing us some heat, but Father
Winter
is just around the corner, and we got to be ready for it.
You know, there's still a lot of warmth left in our area because, you know, September can surprise you. September can be lovely, and September, October, you know, we may not see snow till, I don't know, February.
Yeah, you're dreaming. Keep okay. thinking about right. it. But, right. I mean, I just, when it's this cold, you get people that do start their furnaces.
That's true, yeah.
And check them out, make sure. So we definitely tell people to do that. Give it a try, warm it up. So if you get up in the morning, you're a little cool, flip that furnace on.
Yes.
Get it a try, make sure it's working, warming up. Now, when's the best time to have a tune-up done on your furnace?
Well, you should be doing it right away, so... it's coming, so when you think about that, we're halfway through August. You got September, October, the furnace is probably going to turn on. It could turn on some days in September. Some people just keep them off until November, but you need to get that you need to get that looked after, get it booked, get it finished, and it is a good idea so to book now, because when the cooler weather hits, people call, and those spots get booked up right away. So you are always best to just get it done. Make a phone call, we'll get you in, get you scheduled, and that will be your date.
Now, there was a question that came in, said that at the end of last year, my furnace kept turning off. Why would this be happening?
Turning off, I don't really get a lot of information on that. I would think that it could be trouble with the exhaust vent. It might be some water accumulation in there. It could be... flame sensor, which is not working properly. There's lots of things.
Safety devices it could be kicking out on.
Yeah, lots of things. Really, that's impossible to diagnose unless a technician goes and has a look at it.
And if it was cutting off, you should have had it looked at a long time ago. So don't wait, because, you know, if there was a crack in the heat exchanger and it was cutting down on safety devices... Then you're looking at a new furnace, and you need to now...
plan for that, and just need to get that dealt with, yeah.
Yeah, so don't wait, you know, that's why we say book your furnace maintenances now, get that furnace checked over. If you haven't had the air conditioner done, they can do the air conditioner at the same time.
Yes.
You know, the best time to get an air conditioner furnace tuned up is anytime.
Right.
As long as it's tuned up once a year. That's all that it needs to make sure that everything functions.
I think they did mine in July, so I was very happy with that because I got everything dealt with and done.
And our installers were on a job this week and putting in a hybrid heat pump and furnace, and they looked at a fireplace and went over and suggested to the customer they need a maintenance done on it because couldn't see the flame.
Oh.
You know, the glass was discolored. So I give them a lot of credit for taking time to show the customer why they needed that done,
right.
And then get it booked to make sure that it gets done.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because fireplaces can be just as dangerous as a cracked heat exchanger in a furnace.
Absolutely.
If they're not maintained, and a lot of time people say, well, I don't use them.
Yeah, but there's always that one time. So let's say the power goes out for whatever reason, and then the fireplace is going to be your only source of heat. And then you decide to turn it on, and it hasn't been checked. So, I mean, do yourself a favor. Get it looked at. Get it dealt with. That way, if there is an emergency situation when you have to turn that fireplace on for the first time, you know that it's going to work, and it's going to work safely.
Yeah. So get out there. Get that looked after. Make sure you get those checked over.
Are we not going to talk about, you know, the last, you know, we played golf together again last week?
Well, there wasn't a bet on the line, but we could, you know, we're coming up to the end of the first segment, so we can talk about that, because I started off bad again, but
yes.
I recovered.
You did recover very nicely, yes.
Especially on number 5.
Yeah, and actually you might have even pulled ahead of me
for the front 5, and then I fell apart.
Opportunity came, and I shut the door.
Yeah, yeah. Gimme putts. But we'll talk about that.
Well, let's talk
after.
About that, because you would not give me a putt.
Hang on. We got over it. You're listening to the Inch by Inch, a home comfort show presented by Peter Inch and Associates Heating and Air Conditioning. When we're not on the radio, you can reach us at 226-499-3752 or always online at peterinch.ca. We'll be right back. Welcome back to the Inch by Inch, the Home Comfort Show presented by Peter Inch and Associates Heating and Air Conditioning. So just before the break, you wanted to talk about gimme putts. You know, I don't believe in gimme putts because I'm a pretty good putter, so I'll take.
And so am I.
Well, I don't know. I wasn't giving them to you, but your partner, Jamie, he wasn't my partner.
I mean, I'm sorry, when it's a foot and a half and you make me stand over the hole and putt it, are you serious?
I think you missed that one.
I didn't miss that one. I didn't miss anything from 3 feet in. Anyway, that's fine. I made those putts just.
So go over the first hole. You know, I did not hit it in the parking lot this time.
You didn't, yes.
I hit it, didn't get to the fairway, so pretty short.
Yes.
You drive one perfectly right down the center. Looks like you play on the professional tour. It's, you know, perfect high arc, lands, you know, middle. I hit my second shot, you know, 50%, didn't really get it all. Now I'm up to where you are, and I hit a good...
You hit a good third shot.
Third,
yes,
shot.
You did. Excellent.
You know, allowing me, this is a par five, so I still got a chance maybe get a par or get a bogey. What did you do?
My shot wasn't quite as nice as yours, yes. Yeah.
And then I ended up double bogeying. I didn't putt very well. Now, my first putt was like 30 feet away.
Yes.
But I didn't putt very well, so I got a 7 on that hole. And
yeah,
you took a
6.
So you're 1 up.
I know.
Into hole 2.
Yeah.
I'm at the back of the bus now. You guys are in front of me. We're right along the road.
Again.
And Jamie hits a tree, drops down short. You hit.
Down the left side.
And we thought might be on the road.
But it was not. It was good.
And where did I hit?
You hit in a good spot, just on the right side.
In the fairway.
Yeah.
You know, about 120 yards.
You hit a
out.
Nice second shot in on the green.
Yeah. Yeah. So I'm on in 2. I putted 2, so got a par there.
I just about, my second shot, I fly one out of the rough and just about take the guys out of the tee block on number 3.
On number 3. So then you weep a putt out because you got to wait for them to tee off.
So you guys are all finished by the time I get to play, yes.
Yeah. And then you knocked it short?
I didn't quite get it on the green because it's not a good spot. Yeah. Anyway, I think I got, and then you made me putt that entire thing out. That was great. Yes. I think I got a 5, I think a bogey that hole.
So then the third hole, you know, tee off, mine goes into the creek.
Yes.
But we have one mulligan per round.
Yes.
So I said, I'm going to take my mulligan here.
Yes.
You hit yours into the creek, but
it's
findable.
It's a dry creek. Yeah. That's not called a creek. It's a culvert, dry. Yes.
So then I tee up my mulligan, and it's going, and I said, hit the bridge.
And it hit the bridge.
It hits the bridge, bounces up. I'm about, I don't know, 15 yards off the green.
Unbelievable. But yeah. I hit a nice wedge shot onto the green.
Yeah. So yes. I'm going, hey, I'm feeling pretty good. I got the golf gods with me as it lets me hit the bridge instead of going in the creek a second time.
So. Yeah.
And I think then I chipped up and double putted. So bogey there.
I think I parred.
Then the next hole, we both hit pretty good.
Pretty good drives, yes.
And carried on and... I parred that one, and then the next hole.
Yes, the next hole.
150-yard par 3, tucked in the corner at the front.
You made a great shot. You nailed it, yes.
Yeah. And it hits and rolls like maybe a foot. Now, I thought I could get a birdie there, but again, just left it to the right of the flag.
I thought you said you were a good putter.
I was a good putter. You know, every putt... You know, was in within 2 inches
okay,
if I had
right.
to tap it in.
All right.
So,
okay, all
and
right.
you still wouldn't give it to me. I had to tap it in just to...
Well, I mean, if you're going to make me putt, no, I'm going to make you putt too, right?
So we better take a break here from golf
yes,
and get
yes,
back to some yeah. questions. We'll yeah. talk about the back or the rest of them
sure.
later. But humidifier.
Right.
Do you need to tune them up. We're going to need those pretty soon.
Well, tune-up's an interesting word. There is a pad inside that humidifier, most humidifiers. I mean, if you got the drum style, you should have probably taken that apart and ran it dry and cleaned up the tray and cleaned up the float, turned the water off, got it ready just to put it to bed for the summer. And so if you have a flow-through humidifier, then there's a pad that you need to replace. It needs to be done on an annual basis. If you pull off the cover and look at it, you'd think you'd never have to change it. That is not the case. If you had it running for the year, then it needs to be replaced because there will be calcium inside that you just don't see. If you were to take it out and feel the weight of the old one versus a brand new one, you'll notice that yours is full of calcium. So you can't see that, but you just replace it annually and you'll be good to go. If you have a steam humidifier, there's a canister which is in there. Now, they will let you know when they are done. So there'd be a light on the unit that would just say time for a canister replacement. So those are the three types that you would need to look at.
And but what steam one do we recommend?
There's only one these days. April Air makes it. It's called an April Air 800, and it's steam injection. And it is it's the best one on the marketplace.
And there was some bad steam humidifiers for a while.
Oh my goodness, yes, lots of bad steam humidifiers. Yes,
yeah. So they've definitely improved. So if people really want control of their humidity,
yes,
steam is basically,
it's the only thing. Yeah,
You know, a bypass or flow through or drum type. Only works when the burner's on.
Right.
And it does not put a ton of humidity into the home. It takes a lot of operating for that to get the humidity up.
Now keep in mind, steam injection is, they're not quiet humidifiers because that canister has to fill. Like you're going to, if you have a really quiet home and you hear your water heater turn on, you're going to hear the steam humidifier turn on. They're not quiet. And they're not inexpensive. I mean, you're going to spend anywhere from $2,000 to $3,000 to put a humidifier in, but it will control the humidity at exactly the level that you want to control to.
So my dog will bark at it like it does when the ice cubes
fall. Yeah, if the ice cubes fall and that steam humidifier comes on, then the dog's going to bark.
Yeah. I won't hear it anyway. The dog will just be barking.
Right. Yes.
Now, what about an HRV?
HRV, heat recovery ventilation, that's the acronym for HRV, and it needs to be checked or looked at. There's filters in there that you need to just pop open the door, and when you open the door, the unit's going to shut down. But there are two pre-filters in there. They're usually made of sponge rubber. Take them out, clean them. They can go back in. They can go back in wet. They don't have to hang dry or anything because it's a damp environment in HRV. And you should be pulling the core out. So there's a main core in there, and it has to come out, and it really, you should soak it in a laundry tub with soap and warm soap water and clean it up and put it back in as well. That'll clean up your HRV. Keep in mind, if you don't like the black that's built up in the drain, you could pour a little vinegar down there and then chase it with some water, and that'll help flush that black stuff out. But keep in mind that that's HRV, and if you have something called an ERV, don't pull the core out and don't put it in water, please. If it's an ERV, energy recovery ventilator, that core is made out of paper. And if you stick paper in water, it's going to deteriorate. So keep that in mind that you don't clean, you clean those cores in a different manner than you do between the two units. So HRV, heat recovery ventilation, ERV, energy recovery ventilation.
But again, ERV could be running all the time.
Yes.
And an HRV would be just coming on now to get ready for the fall and
winter. But some people run their HRVs all the time, and they just, maybe that because they just don't know any better, or maybe they're linked into their bathroom exhaust systems. So it really depends on the setup. But, you know, we're more than happy when we're out there looking at your furnace or something to educate you on that equipment, just to let you know really how it should function and just help you work it in with your lifestyle.
Well, you're listening to the Inch by Inch, a home comfort show presented by Peter Inch and Associates Heating and Air Conditioning. When we're not on the radio, you can reach us at 226 499-3752 or always online at peterinch.ca, and we will be right back. Welcome back to the Inch by Inch, the Home Comfort Show, presented by Peter Inch and Associates Heating and Air Conditioning. Why do I say Peter Inch and Associates Heating and Air Conditioning so much, Steve?
Why do you say it so much? Yeah. Well, because that's who we are, and some people still mistake us for another company in the city, and we just want to make sure that they understand that there are two different Inch companies in the City of London. There's the other one, and then there's Peter Inch and Associates.
And they even say it when they're holding our flyer right in their hand looking at it, and they still say the wrong company.
They do. Well, because that company was around for a very long time, and it was just kind of ingrained in the culture. But, you know, we're working really hard at making ourselves known for who we are in our own name, and it's important to us. So just take a little time and just, you know, make sure you've got the right company.
Now, I don't know if I told you this. 2 weeks ago, I was answering the phones after hours, and after the show, I got a phone call.
Okay.
From a guy that was really excited.
Okay.
And he says, "You guys are the best on AM 980. You're better than everybody else. I really enjoy it. Just wanted to let you know."
Wow, better than anybody else?
Stubbsy, you know.
Has Mike heard about this?
Well, I haven't seen him since that call came in.
Well, Mike may not agree with us, but yes.
But then you go through the 22-minute drive-through at Starbucks.
My Starbucks is not 22 minutes. But so, yes, it was interesting because I laughed that day. I walked into your office and just had to tell you the story. So I was drove into the Starbucks, which I usually go to now because it's on my way into work. So that's the one at Hamilton and Highbury. It's a brand new store.
Say that again. Hamilton and Highbury Starbucks.
Brand new store. Erin's the manager there. She's great. So
Erin. Erin's the manager at the Highbury and Hamilton Road Starbucks.
That's correct. Yes. So they're great. So anyways, I'm rolling up to the... you know, the drive-through thing, the speaker. Anyways, as I get there, I don't even get to say my order because someone on the screen says, "Hey, Steve, how are you?" And I went, "I'm good, thanks." And they said, "You want your regular order?" And I said, "Yes, please. I'll have my grande americano, just black." And then Erin comes on the air right after her and says, "Steve, did you give us a shout out on the radio?" And I said, "Yeah, I think, yeah, maybe I did, yes." And she said, "Well, your coffee is free." And I went, "Oh, thank you. That's awesome."
So and my Coke?
But they don't serve Coke there.
Do they serve root beer?
I don't know. I don't get
Erin, root beer. If you're listening to the show, and you're going to give Steve a free coffee, I'll take a free root beer.
Oh, will you? Yeah. Okay. Anyway, so when I went up to the window, she was just thrilled. Apparently, a customer had come in and just said, "Your store was you know, had a shout out on the radio." And she said, "What are you talking about?" And so he explained, and then so she kind of put one and one together. And
so they're not playing our show in their store.
I wouldn't think
on,
so.
No. On Saturdays,
we probably aren't what they would play in a Starbucks store. Anyways, and then I was up the other day, and there was a new girl at the window, and she said, "You know, you have the coolest car in the city."
The spaceship.
No, I think she was just referring to the yellow, you know, the bright colors. And she said, "I see you guys everywhere now." And I said, "That's great. Thank you," because that's what we're trying to achieve.
Well, there you go.
Yeah.
So you...
Now, you don't get that kind of service at other coffee shops in the city. But at Starbucks, let me tell you, they look after their customers. It's all about customer service, Mr. Inch. That's what we preach here, and that's what I'm just telling you. Customer service.
And that's at the Huron...
No, not Huron. Highbury
and Hamilton Road.
In Hamilton Road.
Starbucks. On the right-hand side heading north.
Yeah, but I go to a few Starbucks in the city, right? And they're all good. They just, it's all about...
Trying to get free coffee everywhere.
No. Everywhere. They just have great customer service. Yes, do you have to wait sometimes in line? Absolutely.
14 minutes?
Oh. Not always. You don't always have to wait 14 minutes. I mean, let me tell you, Erin's a very dedicated manager because one day their drive-through sign wasn't working. And then, so you can imagine, even when the drive-through sign's working, time can get delayed. Well, imagine if the sign's not working and you have to give your order at the window. Just think how long that lineup could be. So anyway, she was on a headset outside, you know, taking orders, calling them into the office so that at least when you got to the window it was done. So, you know,
Sounds like she's just like me.
She is a little bit like you because she's innovative. She wants to make sure that things get looked after, yes.
Yeah. Root beer. Well, I was glad that you got a free coffee and a little shout-out. And thank you to the listener who went into the Starbucks and told them, but maybe Starbucks can turn on AM 980 have that in there.
On Saturday morning between 9 and 10?
At least on Saturday.
Okay,
you know.
All right, yes. So just for their patrons, just so they can hear, yes.
Right, they can hear this shout-out and maybe they can give everybody free coffee in the store.
Oh, right, yes, yeah, and then we'll get the bill.
Yeah, that's right. So I wrote down mud wasp.
Mud wasp, yeah. Okay.
Because this is, you start seeing bees and mud wasps and that start coming out.
Why
should you pay attention to that? What's that got to do with the furnace?
Well, they can inside. So this happens. I don't know how often it happens, but certainly, you know, in rooftop units, it happens. They build. They will build nests inside there, inside where the electrical is, the contactors. Likewise, same way around air conditioners, but mostly in furnace vents. So they'll actually go inside that vent, and they'll typically start to build a nest in there because it's a great spot. It's dark, it's cool. There's nothing happening with the furnace right now, so there's no exhaust. So it's a quiet environment for them. And sometimes that can cause some issues because when it comes time to start that furnace, if there's a blockage on either the exhaust or the intake, it's going to tell that pressure switch that things aren't right and not to turn on.
And so, again, testing that furnace can make them go away.
Yes.
Make them find out this isn't a place they want to be before it gets too big.
Yes.
But if it does, if you notice mud wasps going in and out of there, you need to either take some action to take care of that
right away
so that you don't get that vent full.
Now, that doesn't mean putting a screen over top of it, because if you did do that, then you better remember to take that screen off, or else your furnace isn't going to turn on when it turns really cold outside.
Right. I've seen people duct tape over it, you know, which is fine for till you deter them, but then you need to pull that duct tape off.
Yes.
Make sure. And you have to be careful because that venting can get brittle.
Right.
With the sun and everything out there over time.
Yes. Yeah.
Now, this next question that came in, I really like it. This person must really listen to the show. But, you know, how do I winterize my air conditioner?
Well, you know, the best person to answer that question, you know, I can give most of the details. But when it comes to applying a fine polishing wax onto the air conditioner, you're certainly the authority on that. But, you know, you need to wash it, need to keep it, make sure it's clean. You want to make sure that you've trimmed all the bushes around it so that there's space around it. And then, of course, you're going to get out your best Peter Inch wax, and you're going to wax.
With a fiber cloth.
Yes.
Microfiber cloth.
With a microfiber. And you're going to wax that baby until it
shines
and polishes. And then when you go to put that cover on it, instead of you fighting with it and trying to get it snugly over, it's just going to slide down.
It just falls down.
It's going to be beautiful. And you have to think, why have I not been waxing my air conditioner for years?
And now they have, you know, you saw it at Sunfest. I had the spray wax.
Yes.
That I could just spray and wipe on the truck and make it look. And it still is holding that wax. You know, I wash it and it beads up. So you just need to look after the product.
And it will serve you well.
Now, do you need to turn the hydro off?
It just depends on the unit. So we used to tell people to turn the power off, but it depends on the air conditioner you have. If you've got a communicating air conditioner, and you'll know what I mean when I'm talking about that, we would have talked about that during a sale. There's communicating equipment, which means as soon as it plugs in, the thermostat knows the make, the model, and can tell you details on operation. So if it's a communicating unit, you're not going to want to turn the power off. If you do, your thermostat's going to come up with an error and just cause some issues. If it's non-communicating, and I would say that 80% of air conditioners out there are non-communicating, then, you know, you can turn the power off.
You're listening to the Inch by Inch, the Home Comfort Show, presented by Peter Inch and Associates, and we will be right back. Welcome back to the Inch by Inch, the Home Comfort Show, presented by Peter Inch and Associates Heating and Air Conditioning. We were talking about winterizing that central air just before the break. So you talked about, you know, waxing it, hydro on or off, putting the cover on it. Should you wash it before you do that?
Absolutely, yes. You should wash it and make sure that it's clean. Make sure that you've got all the dirt out of the condensing coil. And just make sure that everything is clean.
So we can...
Now, you also may want to... You may just keep in mind that you want to just make sure that you... Everything's buttoned up on it. So sometimes there's a little bit of hole. Like, you just need... Mice may want to travel around there. So just do what you can to deter those things.
Well, and if I say wash it one day and put the cover on the next day, just to let air to go through and dry it out before you put the cover on.
Yeah.
Now, we can continue to talk about the golf game, or we could talk about what happened at my daughter's. She had a little Inch family get-together.
Oh, I'd rather hear about that.
At her home.
Yes.
And we were in the backyard. I was sitting about...
Did you get to take Tundra?
No.
Oh.
Tundra was banned.
Well, that's kind of a sore spot.
Yeah, it is. You had to bring that up.
Well, just keep it in mind.
Yeah. So I was sitting about 4 feet from the air conditioner all night and kept looking at it and going, things probably dirty underneath those decorative grills, you know. She probably hasn't, you know, washed it down.
She
with
doesn't
the garden
listen to
hose.
The radio program at
yeah,
all.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So about, you know, 9 o'clock, I said, hey, Dan, you got a 5/16 nut driver? You know, and he brings out the drill. I said, you know, don't you have a hand nut driver? I don't need this fancy drill. But so I take the first panel off, just a carpet of dirt.
Oh.
I went, take the next, and then we had to get a little stubby blade screwdriver for the back two and take that. And the whole air conditioner is just plugged.
And you're looking at your daughter and just believe, right?
And everybody's going, ooh, look at how bad that. So Dan brings out a shop vac, and we took the first carpeted coat off.
Yeah.
And then because there was little kids around, I had to wait till, you know, they left. And then I got the garden hose out and power, you know, washed the coil all down and washed the bottom out.
I'm feeling very sorry for Jess at this point in time because you're not doing this quietly. You're making sure she understands the importance
every
of what
point
you're doing.
Of how we go with the fins, you know, up and down, not sideways. You go up and down. I'm trying to instruct her that,
right.
You know,
yes,
you should be doing
she's
this.
She's thinking, Dad, really? Dad, enough.
Yeah. And I snapped a couple pictures that
sure
we'll show
did.
At her wedding on next year.
Oh,
you know,
how,
we'll bring
you know,
that up.
How can she possibly be related to me when she can't keep her condensing unit clean?
Yeah, yes. Dan, you're going to have to pick this up and do it.
Yes.
But anyways, we got it all cleaned. Her hydro bill will be less. And
the house will be cooler.
Well, I said to her, go turn the air conditioner on. Dad, it's like 10 degrees out here. I said, no, I just want to make sure that it's operating.
It probably gets quieter now because it wasn't struggling so much to pull the air through.
And that's exactly. She said, well, it's noisy. I said, turn it on. And they turned it on and went, well, that's quieter.
Yeah.
I'm going, yeah, it's not struggling to get air through it. So check your air conditioners, wash them down, have a maintenance done.
My brother said the same thing, Mike, earlier on in the season. He says, my air conditioner is kind of noisy. And I went, yeah, well, it probably needs a cleaning. It's probably just vibrating because it can't get air through it. So take a hose to it, wash it through, and it'll quieten down.
Listen to the radio show. Get a free coffee at Starbucks. Is that what we're doing? Is that our commercial now?
I don't know.
Listen to the show. Walk into Starbucks. Say you listen to Steve Gilbert every Saturday.
Yeah.
And say, don't I get a free coffee now?
They'll go, Steve who?
Yeah. Well, it was kind of funny just sitting there, but it's all clean now, ready to go.
I'm sure it is, yeah.
And I feel better knowing.
Now, did you wax it?
No, didn't wax it. Didn't have time. But whether I get invited back.
Right, you may not get invited. Maybe they'll just invite Tundra and leave you at home, right?
Maybe I'll go down to the furnace.
Right, that'll be next,
the next one.
But, yeah.
Yeah, Tundra digs too many holes, so.
Well, she does.
And she goes in the pond and gets the fish.
Oh, well, that's kind of a bit of a downer.
Yeah. So she's not allowed.
But she probably has fun doing it.
Yep. Yep. Yeah, and gets the other three dogs revved up, and so the holes become bigger. It's fun.
Yeah, yeah, and there's no fish. Yeah, wow. What does she do with the fish?
Just throws them on the grass and puts their paw in it.
No.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. It's kind of cruel, isn't it?
It is. I run over and...
try to...
Now, what do you call those? What's those little weasels or...
What, fish?
No, this was like a rodent.
Oh, like a mole?
Mole.
Yeah.
So, her dog, while we're there, puts his paw on a mole, and it starts squealing, and I'm going, same thing Flurry does, and your dog's doing it. But anyway, they had removed the shed, and I guess there was a bunch of moles up
there. Oh, wow.
So, now, we're on, what hole are we on now? Hole five?
I don't know.
Hole five, you hit into the woods.
I hit it into the woods. Not my greatest day. Yes.
I thought I hit it fine down the right side, but there was a pond there.
Yeah.
I saw it bounce, and you said, yeah, but it could have bounced right.
Yeah.
And I get up there, and yes, it bounced right into the water.
Yeah, so we both lost a ball in that hole, yes.
Yep. So we drop. You hit. I don't even know where you went.
Yeah.
Short?
No, I think I ran into a tree.
Oh, that's right along the right-hand side.
Yes.
I hit. Didn't run into a tree, but I hit it 20 yards to the right of the green.
Yeah, and then my chip wasn't so good. Anyway, it wasn't a great hole.
Yeah, so I'm still feeling okay. Get to the next hole.
Yeah,
I can't remember. I duff my drive.
Yes.
And about halfway to the hole.
I parred that one, yeah.
Yeah, and then I hit.
I was short, chipped it really close, made the putt. Because you made me putt.
Yeah. Then I hit short, and then I chipped up, and then I double putted.
And then the next par three, I hit left. You hit a good shot just down the right side to get caught up, and it kicks it out onto the... So you're fine. But I chipped mine, I don't know, like 2 inches from the hole?
Well, 6 inches from the hole.
Oh, six. Anyway, yeah. So, yeah, I finished up really strong.
Yeah. So you did, yeah. And I shot 46. Three shots better than last time we
played. And I was 44.
Which was...
Two shots worse, yeah. Yes. Yeah.
But with the, what do you call that, handicapped, you know, which I am three shots higher in handicap than you, basically we're the same.
Well, here we go. We're bringing that handicap back into play again. Yeah. So. This is gonna haunt me somehow. I know it.
Yeah. So we were even that. So it's kind of one win for Steve, tie. So we'll have to try one more at some point.
Oh, okay. Yes. Oh, did you hear that?
Yeah, I did. I can't believe you still... Like, you should just see the thing spike up here. Anyways, water coming from my furnace, what could it be?
Well, I mean, is the water coming where it's supposed to go? So your furnace makes water. I mean, if it's in the summertime and there's water coming from your furnace, it's probably the air conditioner that's doing it, not the furnace. And so you need to check that drain line. If the drain's slower, plugged up, then that water is going to spill over onto your furnace. That's a bad thing. So there's a drain that leaves your air conditioner coil on top of your furnace, and it travels down to the side of the furnace. Make sure that is clean. If it's not clean, then water is going to take a different path, and that's not a great path because it goes through the furnace.
And so icing up, plug filter,
yep,
all those kind of things, yep, can cause that with your... furnace.
Can. So, could, you know, your best... just
plug drain?
Yeah, best to call us and we'll get that fixed because, you know, you shouldn't be in there because a customer one time thought that he could self-diagnose something and he ended up putting a screw through the coil. And then that makes this kind of hissing sound, which is never a good sound when you're, you know, when you're putting a screw in something and you hear a hissing sound. And that was a costly repair after that. Yeah.
We don't like that.
No.
So, come on out to Pet Fest in Dorchester today from 10 to 4.
Bring say your pets.
Yep. Say hello. Try a little street curling. When we're not on the radio, you can reach us at 226-499-3752 or always online at peterinch.ca. To listen to this show or any of our shows, go to peterinch.ca, hit our podcast button at the top of the homepage. As we say at the shop, life is hard by the yard. Buy from Inch. Life's a cinch. We'll see you next week.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his six-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his two-year-old at the rink. All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone. Like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.